Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm Andrew. This is Bomb Squadron. All right, all right, all right. That was Bomb Squadron coming out of Reading, Pennsylvania, off Another Generation Found, their full discography, 94 to 98. Members of that band later became The Virus. All right. Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Now, sorry if this sounds a little shitty. Been kind of a long day for Andrew Bedlam. I was at three different banks today. Couldn't get my paycheck cashed. I've had the same bank account for over a year. I've had the same job for about as long. Couldn't get my paycheck cashed today. Ended up having to go down to the goddamn pawn shop. I felt like I was committing a crime. I felt like I was getting ready to go buy like an eight ball or some shit because I'm going to the pawn shop trying to cash a check and then they're looking at it and there's all these scribble marks on it and things crossed out because I had been to three different banks because there was a problem with my account and like it looked shady as fuck. But it was very uncomfortable. But luckily, I got the money, and my car didn't run out of gas. And so that was good. But then I got here, and the fucking computer, too, fucking crashing on me, getting crash reports, error reports. Go fuck yourself. So now I'm stuck here playing the music off my cell phone. And guess what? I don't have the right kind of cable to do this. And the reason why the volume was so low on the first song is the only way I can get it to come in stereo is to stick the jack only halfway in, to stick the input only halfway into the jack. And it's making it be quieter, but giving it stereo. So goddamn, talk about some DIY shit.
I may have f***ed up here.
All right, yeah, see, that's why the sampler is loud as shit. Gotta pull that fucking shit back. All right, but why don't we get to a song? Now, actually, in that track, we were just playing Bomb Squadron. Ian there, you can catch him on a couple episodes back in the day. Go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
Check out the archives. You guys can hear video. You guys can hear Ian talk about Bomb Squadron while we were at some Video Massacre shows. Video Massacre, the band Ian's currently in. But I remember one time we were talking about this song and at the Jacks. And we were talking about this song, and he said, yeah, actually, when I wrote this song, he goes, I didn't even actually own a Dead Boys shirt. You know, the lyrics, walk up to the White House, right up the president's desk, underneath my Dead Boys shirt, got a bomb strapped to my chest. Said, yeah, he was like, I didn't even own a Dead Boys shirt. I just thought that sounded cool. And I agree. It sounded pretty cool. I agree. So, yeah, all right, let's keep moving with the tunes. Just mention the Jacksonian. Let's get to the Vibrators, because you guys can catch the Vibrators at the Jacksonian in a couple days, Sunday. This Sunday, I believe it's the 23rd. So come out to the Nazareth Jacksonian Club. Check out the Vibrators, and here's Automatic Lover.
Automatic Lover.
Hey, she comes, she's crazy, but she knows the scene. Carries an automatic pistol, but she ain't got no magazine. Run the cover, she's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother. Automatic lover, automatic lover. Where I am, out of my brain, everything's coming. It's a long, long night. I don't think you're gonna last. Run for cover, she's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother. Automatic lover, automatic lover. Automatic in her hand, she wants to wear the pants. There's something wrong here, honey, why won't you give me half a chance? Automatic lover, automatic lover. Talk about this or that glory, but me, honey, you have a different story. Yeah, when you get mad and start counting up to 10, I'm out of that door and on the street again. Hey, run for cover, she's the kind of thing I was warned of by my mother.
Vibrators on Pogo City Radio. All right, now you guys are very lucky because I'm in the middle of a text conversation. Actually, while I was doing the intro, I missed a bunch of texts. And I went to go check them. I start talking to people. I'm like, oh shit, I'm playing music on my phone. And luckily, I turned my ringer off before I got texted back a bunch of times, or else over that Automatic Lover song, you guys would have heard some Rick and Morty shit, because that's my text alert. So luckily that didn't happen, so that's good. I remember a while back, the last time my computer crashed and I was doing a shitty show off my cell phone, I fucking posted something about it online and somebody hit me up and was like, yo, we'll be in your area tomorrow. Hit us up if you need help. I have no idea who it was and I could definitely use their help, but that was like 3 months ago. But if you're listening, hit me up again, because I don't remember who that was. And I was caught a little off guard when you hit me up the first time. But anyway, I told you I was texting, and what I'm actually texting about is a mix of last night's Fear Show and tomorrow's Fear Show, which yours truly will be attending. Now, LCJ was at last night's Fear Show with the gay Boy Scout over there. Goddamn, sorry about the way I'm breathing in the microphone, too. But Gay Boy Scout and LCJ, I got an Oi Scout shirt on right now, but Gabe and LCJ saw Fear, said it was amazing. Now, I was skeptical about going. I actually wasn't going to go. I didn't go last night. I didn't know about the Friday show, but I didn't plan on going to the Wednesday show originally because I was like, what's this going to be like? Like the fucking redid Misfits? Like, I don't know. How expensive is this going to be? And it's on a fucking weeknight, and I'm like, I don't know about this. And then I saw the promo video like a week ago and I was like, oh shit, they're an actual punk band. I was like, no, what I see and what I hear there seems like an actual punk band. And I was like, oh shit, now I really, really want to go see Fear. I want to go see Fear. And Renee hits me up and says she's going to get tickets. And then, where she had some tickets. And so now, lucky enough, I didn't even know about the Friday show. And now we're going to the Friday show in New York. and it's going to be a blast. After that, we're all heading out to a junior pogo crew meet, Milo's birthday, little Milo. We're all having a nice, fun camp out party. The whole pogo crew and all our kids are going to be there. You're not invited. Well, you might be. If we invited you, you're invited. But yeah, we're going to have fun camping trip, fireworks, going to be a blast. And then Sunday is that Vibrator show. But enough talking. Why don't we play those bastards in Fear? Now, actually, the first Fear record I ever had was not Fear the Record. It was actually, what the fuck is it called? Live for the Record, which was recorded in San Diego, I believe in the, mid-80s, but it was released, this album was released in, like, the 90s. But this was the first Fear release I ever personally owned, and I'm seeing them live tomorrow. So why don't we do some beef bologna off Live for the Record?
I'm talking about a lowdown, and they're robbing my soul, child.
Here's a twofer, Fear with More Beer.
This song is about beer. All to the listening audience of Southern California, where we consume more beer per capita than any other place in this whole country. Yeah. all parched and dry. And I crawled to the refrigerator, and I looked inside. And I feel like somebody drove me into my head and I. And I'm hoping and I'm praying. I hope there's one more bird. More bird, 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 more bird.
That was Fear. I'll be seeing them in New York tomorrow. I don't remember what town, what borough or venue, but somewhere in the city lights. But yeah, it didn't feel like playing I Love Living in the City, even though I do love that song. But I wanted to play some other shit, especially Beef Bologna. And then the next track is that awesome live version of More Beer. So I just had to let that shit play through. So let's head to the East Coast now, Fear being from Southern California. Here's Wildlife with Come On, Christine. Wildlife right there. Love that fucking guitar solo. That's off their latest release. And yeah, seen them guys last summer. A lot of fun. Enjoyed them. I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to play next. Let me try and think of something. Oh, fucking Pogo City Radio on Spotify now. So go give us a follow. And we appreciate you listening wherever you're listening, whether it be Stitcher, Google Play Music, Podbean, our website,
PogoCityRadio.com,
Player FM, I don't know, wherever the fuck else podcasts are found. I'll tell you this, though. Wherever the fuck you're listening to us, give us a like, a follow, a comment, a share, whatever. We appreciate it. That'd be so killer awesome of you. And now that I mentioned that, that just reminded me that we have a band from the UK who reached out and hit us up, Crashed Out. All right, now, these guys actually pretty fucking cool. Let me see, where the fuck are they from? They are from, he said, that's great, mate. We're from Newcastle, UK. And I'm not going to tell you the rest of the message because it's more personal. But yeah, he said, that's great, mate. And yeah, they're called Crashed Out. And wherever the fuck Newcastle is, they're from there. God damn it, I hit the wrong link and now it's taking me to my own website. But where the fuck is it? Yeah, you guys can find these guys on Bandcamp. They're pretty awesome, rock and roll based. It is Crashed Out. .bandcamp.com. How fucking simple is that? Crashedout.bandcamp.com for some rock and roll skinhead oi. Here they are now with No Fear. Right, that's Crashed Out. Crashed Out coming from Newcastle, UK. Now, once again, you can hear more from them guys at crashedout.bandcamp.com. And if my dumbass remembers, I'll put the clickable link in the body of the fucking message on the episode. The thing you read, if you actually read it, where I say we have our thumb right up the asshole of the underground, I'll put a link there. And, you guys can hear more from them. Really enjoy them. That was a good track. I had something else I was going to say. I don't know. Well, regardless, I mean, we got two back-to-back more DIY bands with some killer guitar solos. How about that? The guitar work on that song, too. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard some finger tapping in the one solo. I could be wrong, but whatever it was pretty good. These DIY bands, pretty fucking talented. You got to check them out. Wildlife and Crashed Out. Now, once again, like I said, I'm kind of stalling when I'm talking because I'm on my cell phone and it's like really fucking me up and throwing me off. So bear with me. All right, let's do some Descendants for LCJ. And how about we do Catalina?
I'm a mess. I don't care. I'm kind of sitting at my desk. You can't can't bother me. Yeah, I'm far away from you. Got to get away. You can't ruin my day. You can't tell me what to do. You can't make me think I love you. Suited in your arm, you can't hurt me. I'm on my way. You got a leader, I'm not gonna read your book. My table is screens getting light. Whores, you can't make me want. I got all the things I need on the deck of my boat. You can't take my heart when I'm here. Long time home for your cute love. I'm cause I'm gas. Fix my motor. Turn on my video tape. It gets you out of my head. I really want to go. My motor's broken, and there's no scotch tape. I'm out of gas. Looks like I'm stuck here. Shit. It looks like I'm stuck here. Took some gas. Fix my motor. Turn on my door tape. It gets you out of my head.
Riggity, riggity, wreck, son!
Damn, that was loud. But yeah, that was the Descendants. Awesome, awesome. Now, I am going to have to run soon. This is a Thursday night. Like I said, got the big, busy weekend. We got Fear tomorrow, and then the party on Saturday, camping out, waking up on Sunday, coming home, watching the Giants game, and then headed to the Nazareth Jacksonian, where we'll be chatting it up with the Vibrators. Going to be... From what I hear, we're supposed to be talking to the Vibrator. He's going to get that recorded for you, and we'll splice it into one of the next shows. Also going to be talking to the Drugettes, and they got some real big fucking news. And I got to be honest. I have to be honest and brag. I knew about it. I knew about this. I didn't say anything, but I knew about this. Drugettes on tour with the Addicts. Legendary, original Droog band right there. The Addicts. Monkey and the Addicts. On the road with the Drugettes. Let's get to them chicks next. And I just got to type in Drugettes into my phone, so give me a second. And why don't we do one of their older songs? Here's Girls at the Milk Bar.
Girls, girls, where the girls take the milk for girls, girls.
right, we'll just keep it rolling right along with the Attics coming at you, SoCal. Here they are with G-I-R-L. Attics with a G-I-R-L. We're going to head to a local band. Not together anymore, but still pretty fucking kicking. Here's Lisa Sayer with Delinquents.
Kids, and we won't stop.
Yo, now I've played with Adam, right? The guitar player, and I hate to say it, dude is fucking amazing. Some great guitar work on this show of Pogo City Radio. Especially, they're all mostly local bands, too. But, yeah, hate to say it, they were pretty fucking awesome. Fuck doing a twofer. I'm about to play that song all over again. Nah, I'm joking. But here's Hate to Say It with I'm Still Drinking. Hate to say it on. All right, I'm going to have to get out of here after these next couple tracks. Give a quick plug to my man Black Cat. Going to be on Bad Luck Radio. You know, Andrew Bedlam got to go over there and hijack that shit. So, yeah, I'm supposed to be there in 9 minutes. I mean, he literally lives like down the street from me. So, but yeah, supposed to be there in 9 minutes. So going to be getting out of here soon. But go over to badluckradio.com. You can all, yeah, just go to badluckradio.com. There you go. I'll be on the upcoming episode. It'll be out later tonight. So fucking go check that shit out. Not a music show, all talk, but you know, you can't get enough of me. So go over to badluckradio.com and hear some more, motherfucker. All right, how about I get you motherfuckers on some more tracks? And how about we do SDABS, Mike Blanks and the Stabs.
All aboard!
Like an eye by night, I'm feeling fine. Like a drunk by tune, I'm ready to screw. Getting late. Don't.
Alright, Mike, Tim, and Chad. Sex, drugs, and alcohol band. Starting them off young. S-E-A-B-S. Now, that was on SOS Records, but you can find the full digital album on Pogo City's YouTube, so go head there. A little twofer might write for the staff. Like I said, head over to Pogo City Radio's YouTube. You guys can find every track on that album, including the hidden bonus track, which is fucking hilarious. But either way, we're getting out of here with this next one. So yeah, hope to see you guys at Fear on Friday. Really hope to see you at the Jacksonian in Nazareth for the Vibrators and Drew Getz, as well as the Road Sodas. So going to be a fun time there this Sunday on the 23rd. We're going to get out of here with the Wretched Ones, drinking beer and rock and roll. Thanks for downloading.
On the way in, I crack one open and a trip begins. Drove a little further, had to park the car. Grab some pizza, now I'm at the bar. You can say I'm crazy, you can say I'm old. Just drink a beer, rock and roll. Drink a beer, rock and roll.
I like
drink a beer, rock and roll. This band's really rocking, I'm having lots of fun. I drank five beers, this one's almost gone. The bar's getting packed, now the gang's all here. Buy another beer. Second band's on now, they're alright. The band I wanna see is on at midnight. You can say I'm crazy, you can say I'm old. Drink a beer, rock and roll. Drink a beer, rock and roll.
Aye.
Drink a beer, rock and roll.
Radio.